to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good afternoon. Smiling Sonia here. It is Sunday, the 28th of February 2021. Today I'm going to be talking about recipes. Yes, recipes. Why I like a good recipe. Something like that. And recipe for life. We'll see when we get started. But before I jump into the subject. Today is my dad's birthday. He passed away 3 years ago. I believe he would have been 75, so it would be 78 this year. So, yes, it's always a time for reflecting and remembering. And of course, my dad had a great influence on me. I think I definitely got my work ethic from him, and also my skills in do-it-yourself. Yes, I got that from him as well. So, yes, a bit of a reflective day. With my dad, and I'm really pleased to be out walking. Today is a bit different. Well, today is more like my usual routine. I did some batch cooking this morning, and that felt good, sort of planning for the week ahead. And I guess that's sort of looking after myself, sort of self-care, really. The preparing myself for the week ahead. I'm going back to work. I've had a few days off. And it's going to be full on as I get back. And meals, having meals, important. Important to have good nutrition. Important to be eating well and not reaching for the foods that don't support my good health. That's how I like to say it. And it was whilst I was cooking this morning that an idea, a thought came to me. So I'll explain. One of my absolute favourite meals is Jamaican fried dumplings. Okay, I don't usually make them for myself, and I've made some recently, and I tend to make them. I put the ingredients together. Gosh, it's really noisy. Lots of people around. I put the ingredients together by sight. So if you are a Jamaican listening to this, you can compare your recipe to my recipe. So my recipe I got from my dad. So in fact, I learned how to make my dumplings from my dad. So I didn't even realise there was going to be that connection today. How interesting. So both my mum and dad made fried dumplings, but my dad's fried dumplings were the ones I preferred. So on a Sunday morning, which is when we usually had fried dumplings, saltfish and ackee, plantain, heaven. And when I got up and went into the kitchen, and if I saw my dad in the kitchen making the fried dumplings, I was excited because I knew that they were going to be the ones that I really liked. Buttery, fluffy. And he had a way of kneading them, and he had a way of making the dumplings, and he did the same thing every time, and I would watch him. And then when I was making my own, try to imitate how he did his. So anyway, making my own dumplings, I've kind of followed, modelled my dad's. So I self-raising flour, cornmeal, and I prefer coarse cornmeal, butter, milk, salt. That's it. Make a dough. Make these little round balls and kind of flatten them slightly. Oil in the pan, quite a bit of oil in the pan, and fry them over a sort of medium heat. Golden brown on one side, flip them over, golden brown, then put them onto the sides, and you keep rolling them until it's all nice and crunchy around the circle. So I'm not sure whether you've been able to visualise that. I certainly did. So this morning, I decided, I'd already made the decision a few days ago, that instead of just making my fried dumplings based on just estimating, pouring the flour in and then judging how much salt I want and then just putting some butter in, I thought I'd follow a recipe. And I found a recipe that was close-ish to what I did. And I thought, right, I'll follow the recipe because this links in a bit to what I was talking about yesterday. I was talking about distractions. I was talking about distractions, but something that's slightly different. When I was talking about distractions and I was talking about my keys and always worrying that my keys were going to fall apart or I'm going to lose the key. And then when I decided to invest in a new key and invested in a new casing, peace of mind immediately. Now, when I'm making my fried dumplings, because I do kind of just judge it, I don't always know whether it's going to come out exactly how. So, because each time I do it, I might put a little bit less salt or a little bit more salt than usual. And if I'm not concentrating and I thought, how much should I put in? So I thought, why not follow a recipe? And if I have a recipe, once I've done it a few times, I will measure out. So rather than relying on my judgment and then hoping that this batch will taste as good as the last batch, I wanted it to be predictable. And I wanted to take away that slight worry. Oh, it's not a big worry, but it is still uncertainty. That's right. I wanted to take away the uncertainty. And also, I wanted to, if somebody asks me the recipe, and somebody did ask the other day because I sent something out by email and I said, oh, I'd had fried dumplings and blah, blah, blah. And somebody said, oh, that sounds interesting. Can you send me the recipe? And I thought, oh, a bit difficult because I actually don't know the measurements because I just judge. So I followed the recipe. And so there's differences and there's similarities. Okay. So the recipe I followed used flour. I used self-raising flour. That's what my dad always used. but it said all-purpose flour, plain flour, and with the plain flour to use baking powder. Okay, I can do that. Salt, yes, and a specific measurement of salt. Now, it asked for 2 cups of all-purpose flour, and I like to put cornmeal in my dumplings, so I decided, well, I'll do 1.5 cups of flour and 1/2 cup of cornmeal. So that was my little sort of change to things. And the recipe asked for water, and I like to use milk. And my dad used to say, my mum used to use water, you see, and my dad always used milk, and he said because it just gives it sort of softer dough. Anyway, so I thought, so those are my tweaks to the recipe. And also, it said to rest it for a while. Now, I haven't been resting mine. This is really interesting. I haven't been resting it. I make it, and I sort of make the round, the balls, straight away and fry it. However, I thought, I'm going to do it the resting way. And when I thought about it, I thought, actually, I think my dad did rest it. I think my dad did make it and leave it for a while and then came back. Come to think of it. So I've been thinking, I've been following my dad's recipe to the letter. And I questioned myself today. I thought, maybe I haven't. And I understand about letting the dough stand for a while. And that's to, you know, it gets a bit more elastic. Is it the gluten? I'm not sure what it is in there. But it becomes more pliable. And the person, because it was a YouTube video I watched, said also it's softer. It softens. Ah, so I left it to rest for about 3/4 hour. They say 1 hour, but I couldn't wait. And whilst it was resting, you see, I made a red lentil dal. I haven't made it for ages. And again, I have a recipe. Okay, so I have a recipe, and I follow the recipe to a point. So the only thing that's different with my recipe that I did today is instead of using coconut milk, I just use the water that I boil the lentils in, and because I've got some a veggie stock cube in there, it's actually really very nice. So it's a lovely recipe. It's a lovely recipe, delicious with the coconut milk, but not really nice, delicious when I don't use the coconut milk as well. So, so depending on, you know, in terms of how I'm feeling and my eating and wanting to keep the calories down, etc., that's when I sort of use the coconut milk. If I'm cooking for somebody else, if I'm cooking a meal for someone, I'll use the coconut milk because I want it to be more luscious. So I was doing that, and that's when I was thinking, yeah, recipes, because when I follow that recipe, I get a predictable result. And I think life can be a bit like that, can't it? Because we're doing things, and I think sometimes we're just going along and we just do things and we get results. However, if we're not following a sort of plan, often we'll get a result purely by accident. And then sometimes it's a bit difficult to get the same result again. Especially if we're not sure what we did. What did I actually do? Well, when somebody gives you a recipe, you know, step by step, quantities, frequency, etc., temperature, whatever, then you're more likely to get predictable results. So look, let's go back to my fried dumplings. Up until, so here's one of the things that happened though. One of the measurements was, I think it was three quarters to one cup, or one cup to one and a quarter cup, but you get the gist, of the liquid. And so I started with, say, the one cup of liquid. And as I was sort of mixing the dough together, I thought, oh, it could do with a little bit more. And then when I put a little bit more in, I thought, actually, that's probably all right. But then I thought, let me put a little bit more in. And I ended up putting too much. I ended up putting too much. So there's always an element of experiment. So with that bit, there was a little tweaky bit there, sort of, you know, between one measurement and the other. But until you do it, you won't know whether it's nearer the first, the bottom measurement, or nearer the higher measurement. So it's not so predictable then. But obviously, when I make it next time, I will remember. So because I was following a recipe, and I remember what I did and what happened, the result was the dough was a little bit too wet and sticky, and I know that I put a little, you know, two dashes more. I think, well, I only need to put one dash more. Okay. And so next time I know that the dough will be okay. The other thing was as well, the salt. Again, the salt was, I think, 1 to 1.5. Something like that. And I went more to the 1.5. And I think, actually I could tweak it and I could put a little bit less in. So that was quite interesting. That's why I like cooking and baking. Because the first time you do it, although there is, you're hoping to get a particular result, it may not be exact. Because, of course, you know, when you're baking a cake, you can put all the ingredients in and in the right order and do the right things. But if you don't get the temperature right, and the timing right when it's in the oven, it can go completely wrong. So I've got my dough. It's a little bit wet. I had to chuck a little bit more flour on there, in there, so it wasn't too sticky on my hands. And then I made them into rounds, and I made 10. And then I was frying them. And so one of the things that I realised was, I hadn't quite got the temperature of the oil right, so it wasn't on long enough. Yes. So again, I'm saying, yeah, have a recipe and it's all predictable. And now that I'm talking about it, it may be not so predictable. But life can be a bit like that, can't it? Because you and I could be given the same plan. We could be given the same plan and we're told, go away and follow this plan. If you follow this plan, you'll get a particular result. And an example of that is, say, a diet plan. You know, a lot of us are familiar with, you know, a diet plan, maybe a weight loss plan. And two people can go away, have been given the exact same plan, and let's say it's the same meals, and you follow the meals to the letter, and you come back and you get different results. Okay, get different results. And then maybe then you have to sort of tweak things a bit, because there are other variables, aren't there? Because in terms of your health and looking after yourself, it's not just one dimensional. It's not just what you eat, is it? It's exercise and rest. Oh, here's something else that's just happened. Because when I was walking, I was thinking about there's an advert, and it's a chocolate bar, and it says work, rest and play. I can't remember the chocolate bar now, but the words work, rest and play came into my head, and I was thinking about self-care, and I was thinking, well, working, when we sort of think about self-care, we think in terms of doing things like resting and meditating, you know, looking after your body, and blah, blah. And I was thinking, well, part of my self-care is having work, is working. And if I think about this current time and the pandemic, and so many people have lost their jobs, or they're isolated, so they might be in work, but they're working from home, so they're not going to the office and interacting with other people, and people's mental health has been affected. It goes to show that work and the working environment is, for me, part of my self-care, has to be part of my self-care regime. You know, so the work I do and how I do that work. And so the work I do, you know, do I find it satisfying, fulfilling? Am I passionate about it? You know, does it feed my soul? Does it feed me? Okay, as that's work. But we can't just work. When we work, we need time to rest. And I don't know that I've been that good at resting. Okay, so maybe this is a recipe. Work, rest, play. Plan. Resting. And resting, because I think in the past I would have seen resting as sleeping and not realising that resting is also just about just stopping and being and just allowing the body to stop doing anything, I think. But resting, I think, is all doesn't necessarily mean that you're not doing an activity. So, yeah, I might need to look at resting a bit more. And then play. And I think, again, I don't know how good I am at creating time for myself to play. So I was thinking about this as I was walking. I was thinking, work, rest, play. Yeah, I can do the work thing. I can do that very well, and sometimes I overdo the work thing. The rest thing, again, not so good at that at times, and I've had some time off work recently, so I have had some time to rest and try, and I have been resting. I have. And then play. I think, oh, play. Because when we think about play, we think about children playing. I thought, okay, well, how do adults play? I'm going to laugh here. How do adults play? And I thought, well, what do I do that I could describe as play? And I like watching, drama. I like watching science fiction, fantasy, watching a few programs at the moment. So I've been watching Breaking Bad. I caved in, I gave in to watching it, because every time people are, oh, you know, Breaking Bad was so good, blah, blah, blah. So I finally got round to watching it. And do I think it's brilliant? I'm on the final season, and I must admit there was a point at which I did want to sort of, oh, I can't bear it anymore, I can't bear what he's doing. But I will see it through. But I do think that it's because it's about drugs and all that, and yeah, it's just not a subject I particularly like, just kind of watching and all that stuff around it. Maybe too close to work, who knows. And watched a couple of episodes of Bridgerton last night. And we'll watch another couple today, so with somebody else. Social distancing, they're in their home, I'm in my home, but at least we're able to share it. And because I wanted a bit of a respite from Breaking Bad today, I decided, well, let me see whether there's something else And I saw something come up, and it's called Ginny and Georgia, and mother and daughter, and quite interesting. The daughters of mixed parentage, and so there's some issues come up around race, and I thought, oh, so I watched a couple of episodes, and I thought, oh right, yeah, this looks good. So I was dotting around the last couple of days when I usually just watch one thing, binge watch it until the end, and then go on to something else. And I thought, well, for me, that's play. Watching a good film or getting really stuck into a drama series, for me, that's play. For me, that's fun. That's leisure. I'm not somebody who can sit and play a computer game for hours on end. That's not fun for me. But I play tennis, badminton, those kind of things. And I haven't done for such a long time. And I'd love to play a game of netball. I'd love to do volleyball, which is what I used to do when I was younger. That to me is play. Having fun doing that, playing rounders with a group, or softball. Yes. So, right, yes, I mean, what's that got to do with recipes? I think this morning I just thought that having a recipe is like it's having a sort of a plan to follow, that it means that you don't. When I made those fried dumplings this morning, I followed the recipe. I know it's the first time, and I'll make them a few more times, and then I'll know exactly what the measurements are. So once I've done it again, once more, I will get the bowl out, 2 cups of flour, let's roll back, 1.5 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of cornmeal, 1 to 1.5 teaspoons of salt, and I'll work out what exactly it is, and the butter, I think I forgot to put the butter in, 2 tablespoons of butter in there, and so that's quite straightforward, and then the milk, it will probably be somewhere in between that lower measurement and the upper measurement. But I literally won't really need to think. I'll just have the recipe in my head and I'll just do it without thinking. And I won't also be thinking, oh, I wonder if I've put enough salt in, or I wonder whether I put too much salt in, because I would have measured it. I'll know exactly how much salt I put in. I'll know exactly how much milk I put in. I won't be guessing it. And I guess, life, because we don't have a rehearsal, do we? I mean, I'm 58 and X amount of days today and X amount of hours. I'm not going to be able to repeat this time and say, okay. This is what I'm, okay, I can go back now and tweak. I can't tweak anything if I've got it wrong, can I? But there are aspects of my life that I can have a recipe for and know that it's going to give me a predictable result, know that it's going to give me peace of mind, know that I won't have to worry, it won't cause anxiety. So yeah. And I guess I'm looking for that. And I'm okay with that. It's sometimes you go, I don't need to have a measurement. I can just do it out of my head. But the problem with that is, if you wanted to influence others, if you wanted to help others, you need to be able to give them the exact measurements. You need to give them the exact quantities. You need to give them the exact step to step. And when they do it, they may need to tweak it a bit. Okay? So somebody else following that fried dumpling recipe will maybe, when they put the measurements in, oh, that's a bit too saucy for me. Or actually, I like the dough a bit dry, etc. Or I prefer to use water rather than milk. But it's good to have, because I'm thinking, I think I had a conversation with my daughter and she was saying, oh yes, about fried dumplings I want to be able to make. And I'm thinking, oh, you may have watched me, and it's okay watching my dad, but I then had to try and work out in my head what the quantities are. Well, I can make things a bit easier for my daughter and my son if he wants to make them by actually saying, writing it down, so here's a recipe, follow it. Here's the recipe, follow it, and they'll do it. And they'll make their own little tweaks. Ooh. Okay. On my way back now. Just looking at the time. Ooh. Yeah. Something to think about, I think. Anyway, I'm going to leave you. Thanks for hanging out with me, as usual. I'm looking forward to my dinner. I'm having tofu. And I'm going to make myself some rice and peas. I was going to use cauliflower rice today, but I'm going to use rice. So it's going to be a proper Jamaican rice and peas. I'm doing it with some tofu. I'll use some of the lentils there. I think I'm going to have to make some more lentils because my number one son said, oh, Mum, can I have some of this? Yes. I think he's kind of gobbled up about half of it. And this was supposed to be for me for the next week, so I'm going to have to do another portion. Anyway, that's all good. No problem. Anyway, you take care. Bye for now.
Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com, to learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.